Well, you know, I was talking to Mike Pereira yesterday. He's the director of officiating for the NFL.
The worst job in the NFL, by the way.
Yeah, it's a pretty tough one.
That's the one where he says, by the way, he sends the note to the head coach, we blew it, sorry, but, you know, we see those every week.
Yeah, you see that. But the thing with roughing the passer, it is a judgment call. You know, some of these penalties have been cases where, you know, the quarterback got drove into the ground a little bit too hard. And how can you call that? I think I saw that situation at Seattle on a Monday night game a couple weeks ago where Colin Jenkins, the D-tackle for the Packers, hit Matt Hasselbeck, and it didn't seem like it was flagging or anything, and Hasselbeck had thrown the ball, but the guy was in the middle of his rush and just kind of followed through. They called a flag. It was an incomplete pass. That extended the drive. The Seahawks scored, and then they took control of the games. Justin Smith had a similar situation, the Cincinnati Bengals defensive end, back in October. He hits Bruce Gradkowski towards the end of the game, third down,
right,
incomplete, and it extends the drive. And then guess what? Tampa Bay kicks like a 60-yard field goal to win the game.
62.
Yeah, 62. So you've seen these types of situations, and you wonder if they've gone a little bit too far. But the thing Pereira told me yesterday, Nick, that's worth mentioning, he said that he tells his officials, when you're in doubt, call it. Okay? You know, a lot of times they say, if you're in doubt, don't do it. No. Well, you're in doubt, when you're making this judgment, go ahead and throw the flag. So that's a disadvantage for the defensive guys.
Well, there are two things that make it very difficult. The first thing is, in college, you see it still. Guys that are hitting right with a combination of their helmet and their shoulder pads, not directly on the quarterback's helmet, but right brushing against it as they make the initial hit. They may turn away, but by then it's too late. That would be called in the NFL. The second thing is, by the sidelines, the guy's coming in, he's run 35, 40 yards on the play. He's accelerating to the ball because his closing speed is the key thing as the defensive back. Now the quarterback's right there. He doesn't know if he's going to run down the sidelines. And this is what Merrill Hodge was talking about with Anderson, who's 6'4", 230-something pounds. He's a big boy.
Right.
And they don't have a book on him either. And this guy, you know, continues running up the sidelines. Now the player wants to do the honorable thing and not kill him, especially because in a heartbeat, in literally half a tenth of a second, he can go from being a foot inbounds to a yard out of bounds.
Yeah.
So what do you do in that situation?
Yeah, exactly. You pray that you don't get the flag. I think you got – because once you ease up, then you give the opportunity for the quarterback to make a cutback. I mean, imagine, like, if it's Michael Vick. I mean, think about that. If it's Michael Vick in the scenario you just described, he could
take that
and zip-zap and gone. And that's the thing that is really – got a lot of defensive players feeling like their hands are tied a bit.